Okay, we learned yesterday. Abaya said, "Bevira shav yizuza, v'agudah shav yarba, ki torach b'dinafshei torach." Abaya said to Rava that what do I need a pasuk to tell you that the Baal HaBar Lahala Sharmi Bairai? Why do I need a pasuk to tell you that the Baal HaBar is the one who has to pull it out of the bar? So push it. If it's worth less in the bar than it is outside of the bar, since the Baal HaBar is the one who's going to have to pay the whole difference, so we may let's push it that our Baal HaBar Lahala Sharmi Bairai. So this Gemara takes on for a pashtus that if I throw something in a bar, and because it's in the bar, its value goes down, so the Baal HaBar has to take it out. The Chiddush of the Gemara is the next piece, that even in the bar it's worth one zuz, and outside of the bar it's worth one zuz, still, the Baal HaBar is responsible for taking it out. So the concise in Shin Pei Vav Sukkot Yud asks a stira between this Gemara and the Gemara and the Tzadiches Amid Aleph. And before we can try to answer, we just have to learn the Gemara and Tzadiches. The Gemara and Tzadiches Amid Aleph says a chiddush that if I take your coin and I kick it into the ocean, I'm saying I kick it, because if I pick it up, I'm a ganav from the time I pick it up. So it can't be, once I'm a ganav, I have to take some, a ganav. Let's say I didn't do any kinyani ganeva. I didn't do a maisa that was claimed that I was a ganav. So I'm not a ganav, I'm just a mazik. I kicked your coin into the sea. So the Gemara says that if I don't know where the coin is, it's lost, then I have to pay. I lost your coin. But if it's mayim tzlulim, if there's clear water, and I could show you where in the water the coin is, so I could just point it out to you, and I'm potter, I'm totally off the hook. Even though it's a case we have to hire divers to go down, dive down and get it out, nevertheless, I'm off the hook, I'm potter. So that Gemara is a steer to this Gemara. This Gemara says that that the mazik has to pay to pull the animal out of the bar. So that Gemara says, I'm totally potter with the coin that's in the coin that I threw into the ocean. Now the Ketzos begins by saying, what's takap shot in that Gemara? What's the hezver? Why am I potter? Why if I throw your coin into the yam? Let's forget about our Gemara for a minute. What's push shot in that Gemara? Why should it be that if I kick your coin into the yam, I should be potter? So he brings two pshatim from the Rishonim. So some Rishonim hold that's a case of garmi. It's a case where I caused damage to you. It's a garmi, it's bari hezeka, it's a definite damage. But that Gemara is going like the Mandiyamar, the loido and dina the garmi. That Gemara is going to one who holds garmi is potter. Obviously, if you go with this mahalach, then mahalacha, garmi is chayiv. Then mahalacha, if I kick your coin into the yam, I do have to pay. Right? Because if you say it's garmi, then mahalacha, I do have to pay. So if you go with this mahalach, then the halacha there is that you're chayiv. The Gemara is saying you're potter because it's going like Yerim and the armor who holds potter. He brings from the Mordechai says no, it's not pshat in that Gemara and it has nothing to do with garmi. The Torah made a chilek between niskei mamon and niskei adam. The difference if you're mazik a human being or if you're mazik a person's possessions. If you're mazik a person, Torah says you have to pay nezek, tzar, ripoy, sheves, baishas. You have to pay the doctor bills. Even if they're only a gairim on the doctor bills. You have to pay. You have to pay Sheves. You lost work, even though you're only a Gairim. The Torah said that you have to pay. If you're Mazik a person, you have to pay all of the Hezek that you caused indirectly. Not so if you're Mazik a Behemah or a Mammon. If you're Mazik a person's Behemah or any of his Mammon, you're not Mechuyev to pay doctor bills. Not Mechuyev to pay Sheves. You're Mazik the animal, it takes 2 weeks to recover. You lost 2 weeks worth of work. You're potent. By Mazik Mammon, the Torah is only Mechayev you Nezik. That's it. Sheves, a Ripoy, you're potent. By now. You don't have to pay doctor bills. You don't have to pay Sheves. You don't have to pay lost work. Kind of, it's not fair. It's not right. But that's what the Torah is Mechayev you. Only Nezik. So Zokta Mordechai, when I kick your coin into the Yam, that's Ripoy. That's like healing it. The coin is there. It's sort of Ripoy that you have to, I'm causing that you have to do things in order to make it usable. So that, the Torah patted, the Torah said, there are no chiyuvim on that. So it's nothing to do with me. I'm potter because it's not Nezek. I only have to pay for Nezek. It being in the water is not Nezek. That's not Nezek, it's not damaged. It's okay, it's just in the water. And therefore I'm potter. That's the Mordechai's explanation of that Gemara. Okay, so you have two pshat in the end of Gemara. Either the Ptur is because it's a Garmi, and that Gemara is going from man to Loido and Dina to Garmi, the one who holds Garmi is potter. Or because pulling a coin out of the water is Ripoy, and the Torah was not Mechayev of you on Ripoy. Those are the two pshat in that Gemara. Now, is it a stira tara Gemara? The Ktzai says that they both pshatim. It's a stira tara sugya. Why? Our sugya says that the mazik has to pay for pulling the bar, the shar out of the bar. So let's see. According to the second pshat, the Mordechai, it's zichishvah. It's vishoshvah. What's the difference pulling the animal out of the bar? Or pulling the coin out of the yam. Mamish, the same thing. Maishno, what's the difference between the two cases? Exactly the same. Here you chayev, there you pot. According to the first chat, that Gemara is Garmi, and it's going like the Mandiyama Garmi is potter. Is it Shver Tao Gemara? Is it Shver Tao Gemara? Agamara says you're chayiv for pulling it out of the bar. Dakamara says that pulling the coin out of the yam has a ptur of garmi. If you hold garmi as potter, so is it shver to us? Huh? What? Bechayra, you could answer.
It's
what?
The coin over there is in the same value, so it's no problem. You can go get it if you want.
It's a good teretz, but I'm not holding it yet. You're right. But before that, I'm just saying, is it in the first place a stira in the din? That Gemara says you pop if you take the coin out of the water, and the Agamara says you chayiv take the shara out of the bar. Now, Mechayrim could say Agamara holds garmi is chayiv. That Gemara holds garmi is potter. It's not a stira. Right? You could say that Gemara is going Garmi is Pata. Agamara is going Garmi is Chayim. This can't stay with it. But something that says it's not true. Because Garmi, according to most Rishonim, Garmi only by Adam is Chayim. By Adam Amazik, Garmi is Chayim. It could be if you kick a coin into the Yam, you're Chayim. Because you're a Gairim. But Garmi is only Chayim by Adam Amazik. It's not Chayim by Mamaya Amazik. Yashara Bar is Mazik. And it's Goyrim, of course, to pulling something out, Garmi by Momin Amazik. That's Machlekes Rishayim. Mahalacha we pass me, that is Potter. So even if you learn Yena Gemara would be Chayiv al Garmi, still our Gemara should be Potter. So, Lechala Rishayim, Zakta Ktsais, the two Gemaras are a stira one to the other. And however we're going to find the teretz to answer this is going to be a nafka mina, what the case over there is, this chiddush otzon that your potter, as I said yesterday, somebody drives someone else's car into the ocean, into a lake, and he tells him there it is. He thinks it's a joke. It's the car's in the lake. You can tell him there it is and be potter. That you could. That Zarek Mabeliyan. That you're potter. Car is even more cooler difference. A coin, if you picked it up, you're a ganav. Has to be cooking, you kicked it. Driving a car, not, there's no kinyan, there's no kinyonic in Avon driving a car. Okay, very good. You're on a straight highway. See, now you aren't kind of, unless you drove into your own crap. What?
Yeah, you went over.
Okay, good. Glad you remember. The spoke last year about how you claim that car. But anyway, if you're just driving on a straight highway, there's no kinyan. Which kinyan is it? You drive someone's car. There's no kinyan. There's no hagbah. You didn't pick it up. The sheikh is only the sheikh of shusai. If you bring it into your property, you drive someone's car, you have no kinyan. But keys by a house, can you give in keys as a kinyan? By a car, don't give in keys as a kinyan. Kind of the keys. Keys don't cost so much. The keys you can pay back. At any rate, this is the kasha, and we're going to have three mahalchim on how to answer it. And obviously, all the halachas that we discuss are going to be totally in how you answer it. Now let's first say the go with the ketzaisis mahalach. We have the ketzaisis mahalach and the maishas mahalach, and then the third mahalach, which is the stipler, is also Reb Shimon. The stipler Reb Shimon. As a matter of fact, the stipler writes Shomati. I assume he's referring to the Reb Shimon. So there are three mahalachim in how to deal with the sugya. There are very significant differences between the three. And someone has Chayshim Mishpat Shaila, he's got to ask a Shaila. The amazing thing about Chayshim Mishpat, it's an old cloud by me, that Yerideya, any Shaila someone asks you on Basa B'chalot, you can find the exact Shaila somewhere in the Shulchan Aruch. There are no new Shailas. Neither Fleshi Gaspuna, Melcha Kapat, Melcha Gaspuna, Fleshi Kapat, Paravapat, Tavacharev, Natavah, every single Shaila says. It seems to me in Chayshim Mishpat, every Shaila that comes up is different. And last night, someone asked me something. I thought it's Pashir. I answered him this morning. I thought maybe I'm wrong. Last night, someone asked me, I'm giving a Daf Yomi now just for Shoshana. So he missed one day. The whole Shoshana missed one day. He said he got hit by a car. And the fellow driving the car was a front person. He called Hatzalah. And they were afraid that he may have spinal injuries. So when they're afraid someone has spinal injuries, they put him in on a board that he shouldn't move, Khalil and hurt his spine. So he said, first of all, they ripped up his clothing to put him on. If you know that's all the guys, they're good at this kind of thing. And they tied him to the board. Then he had to go to the hospital. It took a day until they let him out. So he said that he lost his day's work and he lost his clothing. Does he have a tefillah? So I told him, whenever people are mamon shas, I say, go with him together to someone as the shaila. A pashtus, that's shevis, right? Ripa and shevis. So Ripa and shevis. That's what I was thinking last night. This morning I was wondering if I'm right. Nothing happened to him. It was perfectly okay. He didn't even have a scratch. Just he got knocked down by the car and he banged himself hard. They were afraid that there was something wrong. Is that Ripa when there's nothing wrong with him? And just afraid there may be something wrong, so they take him into tests. Is that Shevis? The person didn't make him lose work. He was afraid that he hurt himself, so he went to be tested. What do you think? There was no nezek. There was zero nezek.
Why isn't that part of the nezek?
Nezek is how much he's worth less as an evan. Nezek is the value. His value is an evan. His value didn't change. No nezek. He's not teveh nezek. He's been today a Ripoy and Shevis. So, Pashtus is Ripoy and Shevis now. I'm wondering if if testing is included in replay, I don't know. You have to find halacha. So
no one wants to get tested. No one wants to go to the hospital after
Sederach, something like that. A person plays a safe and he gets tested. But if he had stood up on the spot and said, leave me alone, and walked away, he'd be okay. Nothing would have happened. So it's normal to be tested. I don't know. You have to find an halacha if that's considered. It's just amazing to me how every shaila comes up, there's always something new to think about in these inyanim. Alright, in this case, has nothing to do with the shaila that we're talking about. We're talking now about someone who throws. The two shailas that I'd like to get to at the end, when we finish all the shitas, are these two shailas, both interesting to me. One, if you drive someone's car to the yam, if you just point to it and tell them, there it is, I'm part of it. What?
The car was there when the
why?
By the civil war.
Alright, could be okay. We'll see. And the second shaila, the car is just an interesting case. It could be other chafetzim. And the other shaila I mentioned yesterday, if you drive someone's car to a different city and you leave it there and you come back, do you have to pay for anything? You tell them your car is in perfectly good condition. It's in Cleveland. It's on the side of the street. It has to be moved before Thursday. So, I don't know. What'd you do? You're not a masik. Alright, let's learn the Ketzais and the Ramesha and the Rav Shimon, and then we'll try to come back to the Union. Let's start with the Ketzais. Ketzais is machalek between the case of the coin and our Gemara as follows. He says it depends if you're a mazik. If you're a mazik, if you damage somebody's thing, so you have to go to a shurma. You have to go to estimate the value. Once you're going to estimate the value, then you estimate the value wherever it is. Wherever it is, there you estimate the value. Meaning, if you took somebody's shar, a living shar, and you caused it to fall into a bar and die, so now it needs a shuma, because it went down in value. It was living, and now it's dead. Once you need a shuma, you already have to already pay whatever the shuma is. You take into account the location. If in the bar it's worth one, and out of the bar it's worth four, so the Gemara says, look, the shuma is going to be one, and you pay the difference. If you're not a mazik, you took a coin, you threw it into the ocean. The coin is just as good as it was before. No hezek happened to the coin. So you're not yared with shuma. There's no reason to go into shuma to shatig up its value. You're not mechuyev to pay any difference in value. Now, the Mordechai is right. Just stand to pay ripui, I don't have to pay. Or the other sheet that's garmi, I don't have to pay. Whatever the pturim are, that pturim, because there was no hezek. Once there was a hezek, then we already shot up the whole value. Now, if that's so, according to the Ketzais, first of all, the Ketzais brings a raya from a Tosfos, which coincidentally is also on Daf Tzadik Ches, a different sugya. The Ketzais brings a marker for this there. The Gemara talks about Harshai. If Reuven made Shimon deaf, without touching him. From the outside, he did whatever he did, and he made Shimon deaf. The Gemara says he's chayiv. So Tosfos there says that it's not a gairin, because he efshir b'li tipas dam. It's he efshir that a person becomes deaf unless there's some type of an internal injury. There has to be some kind of an injury inside, a tipas dam inside. There has to be some type of a hezek inside. So Mimela, you have to pay for the whole damage of him becoming deaf. So the Ketzai says, 1 minute. Just pay for the tipas dam. How much is the tipas dam? Pay for that. So we see, Zakta Ketzai, his yisayid, that once you're mazik somebody, and you're causing a hezek of tipas dam, So now you already have to do a shuma, how much he's worth less. And now the whole charishus, the whole becoming deaf, all goes into account.
How much would it be without the tipis dam? How could you, over there, you see the tipis dam caused him to be deaf. How much the shots up. That's the damage of the tipis dam. Over here, it's not.
The stipler, in the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov, the new stipler, the Simin Yagimel, he asks this kasha on the Ksais's dimyus. He says there, the tipas dam and the deafness, it's all one thing. The deafness without tipas dam. So it's all one thing. So there, I understand, if you're doing a shuma on the tipas dam is what makes him, is part of making him deaf. So therefore, he shuts it all up together. It's no riot to our case, where an animal went down in value because it died, plus because it's in the barb. It's no proof that once you do a shuma on the value of the animal going down because it's dead, you also have to do a shuma on the value of it going down because it's in the bar. The time is that it's not a good din. This type of time is this time on the Ktsaisis din. Alright, so let's forget the Ktsaisis din for his raya for Ktsaisis. The Ktsaisis holds it's correct up his svara that once you're a mazik, you pay for everything. And otherwise, you don't. The visa is up the Ktsais. If you throw someone's coin, you kick it into the yam, and the coin gets dented or gets broken a little, in the way that its value changed, then you already have to pay for, not only for the change in value of the coin, but also for the fact that divers have to go down and get it. Yenekula of Dafzadi Ches is only with the thing that's in the water has zero damage. If the thing that's in the water sustained even a small amount of damage, then you have to pay already the whole business. Not only the damage, but even the cost of getting it out of it. That's what the Ktsais says. Comes out from the Ktsais. If you can drive someone else's car into the lake, I assume there is some damage to the car. I don't know what damage there is exactly. I don't know if you flood an engine with water, I assume you have to do some work. Just something probably to I don't know if the car is totally not damaged, you just pull it out and let it dry and drive it away, then you tack a potter. If it has, the car has any type of damage to it at all, then you'll be chayiv. So whatever the metzius is, I don't know the metzius of a car in the water. You can leave it for 2 hours and get rusty. Second in the range. Okay. If there's damage, that's what comes after the Ktsais. It depends if there's damage. If you throw someone's pot into the ocean, you take someone's pan or pot, you throw it into the ocean, and you show them there it is in the bottom of the ocean, so then you put it, the Ktsais says. It all depends if you're a mazik. Once you're a mazik, you're nachas l'shuma, you have to pay. You have to pay everything. If you're not a mazik, you're potter, you're off the hook. That's the psak of the Ktsais. Ktsais himself asks a kasha on himself, but he's not chayza for the aside. If he has the kasha, he still remains with the aside. He just asks a kasha. If he's there, why don't you have to pay ripui on an animal? If you're mazik an animal, it's a bishlama if its value doesn't go down. If you take an animal, you give it a black and blue mark. Its value can still work, so you don't pay ripui. But if the animal's value went down, you have to pay already the ripui also, given the nachas l'shuma. Once you have to shut up its value, so you should have to shut up all the costs. So I see this as a kasha. There's a way to answer it, but it's not mageya. The Ktsais says sarachian. But if there he says, you're not chayzav, it's yisayid. Yisayid is yisayid. That yena kula, that tzadik ches, is only if you're not a mazik. If you're a mazik, that's your aleph, and that's our son. What?
Is it first of the svara for this?
The svara is, once the Torah is machayid, you're in a shuma, so you do a shuma. The shuma is, however it is, that's the shuma.
If
that's the way Shabbos understands.
Shuma on the whole thing. Is it saying that once you do a shuma on what it is, or doing a shuma once?
What you're saying is maybe do a shuma only on the damage and not on where it is.
Yeah.
You said. So he stands on not that way. So once you do a shuma, you do a shuma the whole thing. Doesn't say sorry. Just brings his raya. He says it answers the kashya. I don't think he says this. Rav Maisha, in a number of places, it seems this is Rav Maisha's shita. There are at least three places in the Igris Maisha. In the Igris Maisha, it's in Yeridei Chelak Aleph, Seif Simen Ayin Vav, again Simen Ayin Zayin, and then again Chelak Bei Simen Kuf Yadalit. It's also in the Dibris Maisha on Bava Kama, but not on our daf, on a sugya on Daf Chav. Dibris Maisha, I think it's in the Yud Beis on Daf Aleph. In all four places, Rav Maisha has the same teretz to the Ketzais Kasha. It says, being in Kushis HaKetzais, he says that Yenna Gemara Daf Tzadik Ches is only true about coins, nothing else. Why? He says it's a unique thing about a coin that the value of a coin is stable, it's set. A coin has a set value, it doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't go up if there are more coins in society, it doesn't go down if there are less. If there's more supply and demand, it doesn't change. A dollar is always a dollar. Merchandise could change, but the coin, the value of the coin in halacha is not changeable. If I borrow a dollar from you and I pay you back 100 years later, then I still pay you $1, even though a dollar 100 years ago could buy more, today buys less. We spoke about this once before, that the coinage, timber, coins have a set value no matter what in halacha. Coins always have a set value, and since coins always have a set value, they're not, the value doesn't change because it's in the bottom of the ocean. The bottom of the ocean, the dollar is still a dollar. The coin is still a coin. You can't say that its value, be'etzem, is the shtana. That's unique to coins. Coins have a constant value. Merchandise is different. All merchandise has yukra v'zula. All merchandise goes up and down in value on a constant basis. Supply and demand changes it. There are many, many factors that change the value of merchandise. So when you're shotsing up, when you're estimating the value of something, you have to take everything into account, including where it is. If it's a pot that's at the bottom of the sea, so its value has gone down considerably. If you have to get a diver to pull out the pot, it may not even be worth it. It may cost more than the pot.
It's not the price.
So,
the
pot, well, if I take the pot, let's say you have certain things that in one city are worth more, in another city are worth less. Right? There's certain things that in certain cities have a bigger value, and certain cities have a smaller value. A place where there's more demand, the value, when there's more demand, the value goes down. There's smaller demand, it goes up. So certain things, if I take it to a different place, the value is going to change. Wherever I am, if I damage your pot in the city where pots cost more, I pay more. If it costs less, I pay less. So the place where it's located is part of shopping up the value. So a pot in the bottom of the sea, that's all part of shopping up its value. It's a valueless pot. No one's interested in it.
So then we're going to have a case by Lord, which is not sure that it's worth $1 and $1.
So that's a question, how can you have such a chetit? So we'll discuss. Well, how you shouldn't be able to have such a chetit. But if lamaisa, if it's something, if it's a bar of gold, certain things are worth so much that the cost of diving to get it is so minuscule to it that its value won't change in the bottom of the ocean. Most things will change. So Ramesha says the value of any type of a merchandise goes according to where it is. If it's the bottom of the ocean, the bottom of a bar. So if its value changes, then you're a mazik. If its value doesn't change, you're not a mazik. So according to Rav Maisha, comes out Chiddush Gadol in regard to Yenakula Daf Tzadiches, that Kamat you'll never have Halacha L'Maisa that Kula. You Kamat never ever have it. It's only unique to a coin, which is in the Yam. So it's even rare. You can't imagine a case that the coin is so deep in the Yam you need a diver and you can still see it from higher up. That could be a tabaxa coin. But it's rare, it's unique, it's only the case of coins. In the case of coins, that's Tzadiches. All other cases, the whole Gemara Tzadiches doesn't apply, the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph applies, and you go according to its value in the bar. In the bar it's worth less, the Mazik takes the loss or pulls it out. The bar it's worth the same, it's worth the same. But as far as shotting up the value, like Ramesh, it's a unique din by coins. And don't tell me this halacha when you're dealing with other things, because it's not the gear to any other case.
Seeing the coin in the physical sense has to actually see it, or has to be seeable if you can be closer to it, as opposed to being covered in the sand.
The way I understand the Gemara, it has to be not lost. You have to be able to point to where it is. What's the difference if the water is clear, the water is dirty, it's there. And I think the pshat is, it's lost, unless you can tell where. So,
tell them
you're
dry land, they have to
let
people go out
of the
ocean, you'll see it.
You see it on the
boat?
Yeah. I assume it's the same, because the way I understand the Gemara, it's not lost. I can show you exactly where it is.
Even if they're not on the boat now, even if they're...
Yeah, well, I can show you where it is, and then it's not. Okay, these are the Ktsais and Rav Moshe's Mahalach. Comes out a very big nafkamina. So the cases, let's say, of a pot in the ocean, maybe a car in the ocean. All these cases are very big nafkamina. Ramosha, you never have the kula only by a coin. But to Tzais, still in many cases you don't have the kula. But any place where in the ocean it didn't get, there's no hezek, you still have the kula. Reb Shimon and the Stipler goes to the same mahalach, have a totally different approach to answering the stira between Asugya and Yenasugya. Their approach depends on how you learn our Sugya, the Maskana. In the Maskana Hasugya, the halacha is that if you have a $200 animal, and either me or my shor is mazik it and knock its value down to 100, so how much do I have to pay you? A $200 animal, I kill the animal, it's worth 100, so I pay the 100 of damage. Why? What's the maskana of our Gemara? Before we try to answer this theory, what's the maskana? If I kill your $200 animal and I make it worth $100, I pay $100. Why? Is it because I did $100 worth of damage? Or, no, I did $200 worth of damage, but I'm entitled to give you the nevela as part of the payment. What's the maskara? The Gemara had such a svara that Hashda Yisbe Kamatrei to see Oyevlei. So Kol Shkei, he give him this carcass of the animal. In the maskana, Mufi Ha'emes, what's the reason? If I damage your $200 animal, I kill your $200 animal, and now it's worth $100 in the value. Why do I pay you $100? One way to learn is I only did $100 worth of damage. Reb Shimon and the Stifler say, no, I did $200 worth of damage. I really have to replace a living animal. I owe you a living animal. You had a living animal. How do I replace a living animal? I give you its value. So the halacha is that I can give you the neveila. You're mechuyev to take the neveila from me. So that's 100. Plus, I owe you a second 100. That's our sugya, the way the Reb Shimon learns in the maskara. We'll have to talk about whether that's really a plausible pshat. Reb Shimon and the stipler says it's a davar amistaber. Reb Shimon is also the Shari Yashin in Shar Aleph. Perek Yud here in Simin Yud Gimel Kitzer, there is more of an Arichus. Reb Shimon holds that that's the Hezber in paying with the Neveilim, that it's Takapshat, I'm paying with the Neveilim. It's like Rav Shimon. If he's there, there's no stira daf tzadiches and our sugya. Why? Daf tzadiches is true by any mazik. Anytime I mazik you, if I could show you where it is, I don't have to pay for pulling it up. I don't have to pay. If I take your keli, if I take your animal, I throw it into a barn, it's still alive down there. I don't have to pay. The only time that if the bar shava aleph and aguda shava dalet, that I have to, the mazik has to take the loss, is because here the mazik really has to pay $200. He really has to pay the whole amount. He's coming to use this dead carcass of the animal, this nevela, as part of his payment. That's really what's happening. He really is chai for the whole animal. He's using this dead animal as part of his payment. If he wants to use it as payment, now that's poshut. If you want to use it as payment, you can only give it what it's worth. If I borrow a dollar from you, I tell you, yeah, I want to pay you back. There's a dollar under the lake. I could show it to you through the water. See that dollar? I'm going to pay you back the chayv with the dollar. I can't do that. All right, you have the chayv to take from me a dollar that you have to dive to get a diver to get. It's not payment. Our Gemara is talking about payment. Our Gemara is talking, you're mazik the animal. You really have to pay the whole animal. There's a din that you can give him the nevela as payment. Fine. So you want to give him the nevela as payment? Pasharu sham, if it's in the bottom of the bar. If it's worth less than the bottom of the bar, that's all the credit you get for payment is the value of the bottom of the bar. But Tzadiches is talking not about payment. It's all about mazik. Mazik? Different story. Mazik, I'm potter. I didn't do any hazik. It's the bottom of the bar. Reb Shimon and the Stipler are the opposite extreme of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe says the Gemara in Tzadiches is a unique case. It's only about a coin. Any other case, don't bother me with Tzadiches. Tzadiches is unique. It has nothing to do with every Moshe. Reb Shimon says mamish the opposite. Reb Shimon says the rule of Mazik is dafka daf Tzadiches. That's the rule. Also, here's the rule of Tashlumin, how you pay somebody. When you're coming to pay him, you can't pay him with something in the bottom of an ocean or bottom of a bar. That's the rule of Tashlumin. But you want to know the rules of Mazik? The rules of Mazik are Tzadiches, according to Reb Shimon. If you have a cat, or even a shark, and I put it into a bar, and nothing happened to it. There's no hazard. It's in the bar. And it's worth less in the bar. Let's say a live animal outside the bar is worth 200 zuz, and in the bar it's only worth 150 zuz. Quite Reb Shimon, I'm potter. Quite Reb Shimon, I don't have to pay. Quite Reb Moshe, of course I have to pay. It's worth less now. Reb Moshe says outside of coins, you always have to pay. Quite Reb Shimon, what do I have to pay for? I didn't do it. The truth is, in that case, even like the Ksais, because I didn't do any hezek at all. I'm also a
father.
Reb Moshe says that it's in a place where its value goes down.
Why is the value going down? Only because
you
can't use it.
Reb Moshe doesn't really care why the value goes down, as long as you caused it. If you caused the value to go down, then you're
chayav. There's no hezek down. You're saying you just took the cat and
that's a hezek. The hezek is the value went down. The hezek is that it went down in value. If I were to take your thing and paint it a color that makes it more valuable, I don't have to pay you. Even though you don't like it. You have a house. You like a pink colored house. And I go and I paint your house white. I'm your neighbor. I don't like it. So I go and paint it white. So you take me to bed, then I'm amazing. I'm going to be potter. I improve the value of the house, assuming I improve it. I only pay hezek. I don't pay because you don't like it. It's the same thing if the cat is in the bar or the shark is in the bar. If in fact it's worth less, then I have a mazik, I have to pay it.
Only the stuff is where it is, not because of what it is.
I hope you can. That's a hezek. Any circumstance at all causes the value to go down, it's going to have a dinner of the hands. No, Shimon is saying that it's not a hezek. Shimon is saying that it's not a hezek, like the Gemara says over there, like the Mordechai says, it's replay. Replay is different. And so the truth is, if you go through cases, you'll have cases where you'll have Rav Moshe is one extreme, the Shimon is the other extreme, the Ksais will depend. You know, if I took your cat and I put it in a bar, and by falling in the bar, it had a slight damage to it, it got scratched up. So then, the Ksais would hold that you have to pay for being in the bar too. So I said, once there's a hezek, you already pay for being in the bar.
So a hezek has to be a physical hezek.
That's a physical hezek. So I said, if I put your cat in the bar and there's zero hezek, so Rav Moshe would hold on chayiv, Tzai Rav Shimon would hold on potter. If I put your cat in the bar, there was a very slight hezek of a shomer pruta. Then the Tzai would switch over to Rav Moshe's side. He would say, you have to pay for the value that it went down for being in the bar. So Tzai is his side. Is once there's a shuma, you do a shuma on everything. So then he would agree that you have shot it up, and then only Rav Shimon would hold that. It's much like this from one method to another. I don't know. When you talk about Rav Shimon in relation to Tzais, I would guess that we would be naive like the Tzais. Start the Kadmai to them, and except the only problems that Tzais itself is a Tzarachian on his own Shita. But Lamaisa, these are the three different Mahalchim in this Shaiva. It's three Mahalchim in whether Agamar is the Iker, like Rav Moshe says, whether Tzadikhes is the Iker, like Rav Shimon says. And Tzais is a middle ground. He says sometimes the Iker is there, sometimes the Iker is here. And the thing is that in Dine Mominis is a rule that a person could say Kimli like one Shita or another. A person could say Kimli, even if it's a Machlekes HaPaiskim, Kimli like an accepted Paisik. So I don't know how wide Kimli would go. You know, I would assume that Rav Moshe was an accepted Paisik. You could say Kimli like Rav Moshe. Someone say Kimli like a Chiddush or a Chiddush or a Shimon. I don't know. I don't know that the Paiskim generally deal with the Chiddushim al Hashas. I don't know. But at least from a learning standpoint, we have three ways of looking at the Sugya. Now, the three Shai Shitas are Kedai to Chaza, to everything's Kedai to Chaza, especially these three Shitas here. It's an interesting Shaila. There is one very Shvera Kash on the Rav Shimon, which I would think slugs up the whole Rav Shimon. Stipler tries to answer it, but it doesn't seem to be a satisfying answer. The Mamash Abam Kasha, the Afika Yam, asks on the whole Mahalach of Rav Shimon. What's the aside of Rav Shimon and the Stipler? That our Sugya is talking about Tashlumin. That if my animal, if you have a $200 animal, my animal is mazik your $200, it makes it worth $100. So really I owe you, my Rav Shimon, I really owe you the whole $200. I killed your animal. I really owe you $200. The din that I could give you, the nevela, is just the oifen ha-tashlumin. I'm giving you the tashlumin of $100. Frek afikayam, 1 minute. What happens if my shoyer kam killed your $200 animal and made it worth $100? How much do I have to pay? My shoyer kam went, it took your $200 animal and killed it, now it's worth $100. I pay chatzi nezek. How much is chatzi nezek? Huh? 50? Chatzi nezek is 50. I went down from 200 to 100. Chatzi nezek is 50. According to Rav Shimon, that's not true. Because really I owe you $200. I killed your animal. I'm giving you the nevela as payment. So really I owe you $200. Chatzi nezek, I owe you $100. And when I give you the nevela as payment, I should be off the hook. I should be fine. What happens if, it's sort of a strange case, what happens if your animal is worth 200 and my sure tam kills your animal, but the dead animal is worth 150? Let's say there's a big market for the day. In America, big market for the day. So you have a $200 animal, and my animal is magic, and now it's worth 150. It's a sure tam. So pastors, I owe you $25. According to the stack, we'll watch it come out. According to Rav Shimon, I was mazik you 200. So I owe you 100. Now, the dead animal is worth 150. So I should give you the dead animal and you owe me $50 change. Make a profit. That's what should come out for Rav Shimon, no? Rav Shimon's side is that if I kill your animal, I owe you the whole animal. And when I give you the nevela, it's a payment. So if my animal kills your animal, your animal is worth 200, now it's worth 150. I owe you chatzi nezek, according to Rav Shimon, I owe you 100. It would be a good business, but you have to make sure that dead body is worth more than half the value. What? The mazik has to be a tam. We'll buy a bunch of
that. The tam is different. The tam is, we have a special limit. It only pays magufa. The whole payment
of
magufa at the tam means that you can't consider this shor as part of the payment. Can't consider the nevela as part of the payment.
Well, there's a man yama yuchlat hashar, there's a man yama yusham hashar. If you owe yusham hashar, then I don't pay with the animal, I only pay the value of the animal. Yuchlat hashar, there has to be a damage. I don't know, this is a very stark akasha on Rav Shimon's mahal. I think normally we don't think of it as Rav Shimon does. Normally we say, if I take your $200 animal, I wound it, it's worth $100. So the part is that I did $100 damage, I owe you $50. I don't know, the stipler to answer it, if I understand correctly, he's basically saying to Zeres HaKosov that the chutz was cosplay, it was a Gamasanesi Efetzumi. That the Torah tells you how to shut it up. Zeres HaKosov, how you shut it up, and how to cost it, I don't understand. The stipler is in Simon Yud Gimel, the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov. I think it's in the regular stipler also. I didn't have one this morning. But to me, it's a very stark cash on the whole Rav Shimon's side. Okay, so I beg you, Chazayin, it's a very, this whole, the whole three Mahalchim that we discussed today, a very, very geshmak of a house in the whole sugya. Certainly, Yisaidis in the Tashlumei Hezek. The Gemara goes on to Zetzai the Pasik, the Bibira Shavya Zuza, Vaguda Shavya Zuza, Nami Shavya Zuza, Mika Kai Gavna in Dabra Yinchi, Kashura Bemasa, Kashura Zuza, Kashura Bedabra Bezuza. Now, you can ask me, how is this such a Matthias? How could it be a metzias that somebody that's worth a dollar outside of the bar, and if it's in a bar, that you have to, well, if it's something you can just bend down and pull out, it doesn't change its value. But how can you have a shor that's worth the same value in a bar, and it costs money to tow it out, and the same value out of a bar? So I don't know. I would guess that on something very expensive, where the value of the towing is small, the value of the shtuffing is small, it could be that it doesn't change the value. I'm not sure that if you have an expensive, you have a new car, and that new car, it's a $40,000 car, and it's brand new. When you take it off the truck, if its tire gets stuck in a ditch, you have to call a tow truck and pull it out of the ditch. I'm not so sure the value of the car goes down because you have to call the tow truck and pay $25. To get it at $50, even $100 to get out of the bar, I doubt that it's going to change the value of a $40,000 bar. I assume that's what the Gemara means. That certain things, the cost of the schlepping it is small compared to the value of the item. But it doesn't go into the cheshbon. And at any rate, the Gemara says that there is such a metzias. So this is the shaila.
That's like breaking the window on the house.
similar, but it's not identical. The way we're going to be down the Shiloh is not the same. The other house changed, and you're different. Right, this case is more similar to the fellow who drove the car to Cleveland and left it there. Right? It's worth a zuz in Cleveland, it's worth a zuz here. The car doesn't change because it's a different place. Right? If I take your things and I schlep them out of your house and I put them somewhere else, do I have to pay for that? So what are we saying here? Why don't you come out of this Gemara? The Gemara says that if I damage your shor, it's worth a zuz in the bar. Worth a zuz out of the bar. Who's the one that has to schlep it? The Gemara says the mazik. The mazik has to schlep it. Is that comparable to a case where I take your vehicle to a different city and I leave it there? Is it the same? No, is it the same? There's one difference. Difference, right? The difference is this Gemara, I'm a mazik. The animal's worth 100 zuz. Now it's only worth 1 zuz, it's in a bar. Oh, a mazik has to pull it out. There, am I a mazik? If I take your car, you know, if some Reuven takes Shimon's car to Cleveland and gets into an accident there, he's a mazik. So he has to do everything. But if he's not a mazik, he just parked it there. Is that the same as Agamar? Agamar is talking that I dug a bar. You had your 100 zuz animal fell in. Now it's worth 1 zuz. So I'm responsible to pull it out. Is that a raya to a case where I'm not a mazik? Echatesi. Maybe it's only in this case where I'm a mazik.
Let me wish you
a mazik. No. Ramesha says the shuma changes. If something's at the bottom of the ocean or the bottom of a bar, you pull an expert, it shuts up its value, so now it's worth less. But that's not true about a car that's in Cleveland. The value of the car is exactly the same. The market value is the same. But I live in Brooklyn, so for me to go to Cleveland is a schlep. But the market value of the item is exactly the same. So it's... So I'm not sure. We have to see... I didn't get to the. There's a machlokes here, the Rosh and the Rambam. I'm shot in this. The chiyuv on the mazik, the tapel. Chiyuv on the mazik to the halisis hashar. Tarech Devela is ala mazik. There's a machlokes to Rosh and the Rambam. That's what I wanted you to look. It's in Tav Gimel, Sif Gimel. The Smas of Kav Fes. And the Taz really is the one who asks on the Taz, Mr. Julian, on the Smas. So that's not going to take so long. Tomorrow I'll do that at the beginning of Shir. And I'd like to do the next Sugi of Shamin, the next few lines of Shamin, hopefully tomorrow as well. So just be prepared for it. Okay? It's a shame.
For the case of driving a car, the water is not a good one.